with the Eagles playing defense. Warsaw with the ball at the near end, and the Tigers leading 38-33. We'll get to the third quarter numbers here in a second. Inside, a whistle, blocking foul called. Yeager got the ball on the block. Denning did everything he could to keep him away from the basket, but he could not get to the basket. I have the third quarter stats. I'm trying to get them open. We'll pass those along in a minute. On the inbounds, Gould out to Martin, who had some big shots when his team really needed them in that third quarter. Yeager, low block left, turns in, kicks it out, Carson Gould. Carson spins, turns, shoots it up, and couldn't get it. Yeager tips it up, no, foul called. And a foul, I thought maybe on Yeager on the rebound, but no, it's Denning for whacking him on the arm, trying to tip that in. And look at the Columbia City fans just figuring out what happened, and they're not at all happy. Matt Schaus not happy either. Warsaw through three quarters has shot the ball very well. 15 of 27 for the field, 56%. 6 of 14 for three-point range, 2 out of 4 at the line. Yeager shoots the first of his two free throws, and it's good. Columbia City 12 of 27 from the field, 44%. 2 out of 6 from three-point range, 7 out of 11 at the line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 19-9, but the Eagles with 5 turnovers, Warsaw with 10. Yeager rolls that one in. Back to a 7-point advantage for Warsaw, 40-33, a half a minute into our fourth stanza. Hartman on the left wing. He's been held in check tonight. Drives the baseline on Yeager. Fakes again, shoots it up. Yeager blocked it and grabs it. Oh, and then the ball's taken away. Denning puts it up. It's blocked again by Yeager. He threw it away inside. Denning got blocked. They blocked him twice. Yeager blocked him twice and ends up with it. Martin left corner, three in transition. Good! Yeager with two blocks. Martin with a three-pointer. It's a 10-point Tiger lead, 43-33, a minute into the fourth. Fuller on the handoff. Now Kaufman's got it. Gives it to Mulligan between the circles. Carson Gould right there with him. Fuller against Yeager, the tallest guy on the floor against the smallest guy. Kaufman back to Fuller in the corner. Runs around Yeager, drives in, ran over a man. Oh, blocking foul called against the Tigers. Martin with his third. That was not a shooting foul. If they call that shooting, that would be wrong. It should be out of bounds. And yes, because he never shot the ball. And it will be out of bounds to the Eagles. Marshall in for Kaufman with 6:37 to go. Denning to play it in, baseline left at the far end. Lobs it out. Bricker couldn't get to it. Marshall grabs it. 5-on-4 in the lane. 12-footer short. Right over Bricker's head. Right to Marshall. Puts it up. No good. Bricker the rebound for Warsaw. And a foul called. Denning's going to get his fourth. And that's not a good foul. Denning picks up his fourth with 6:28 left. That is a guy who just got a rebound. He's got the ball in his control. And you reached over his shoulder and took a needless foul. Eagles pressing. Bricker across the line. Up ahead, Yeager. Up the baseline. All the way to the rack for two. Yeager with 8. And it's a 10-point lead again. No, it's a 12-point lead. Timeout, Columbia City. Timeout, Eagles. 6:16 left to play in the fourth. Warsaw 45, Columbia City 33. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back with you in Columbia City. Steve Scott's back at the station. 6:15 clock running, fourth quarter. Warsaw's built the lead back up. It's 12 again. Hartman down the lane. Blocked by Yeager. Rebound to Meidenberger for Warsaw. But then Berger's through the outlet away. Hartman drives in from the left. Got tied up. Put it up anyway in a foul call. Yeager made a lazy pass. Hartman stepped right in front of it and drove it right to the basket. And picked up a foul on Carson Gould for his third. Well, the board has him for 2. I have him for 3. Free throws coming up for Hartman, who's 3 out of 4. First one's up. It's good. He had 24 in the opener. He has 8 here 2 minutes into the fourth of game 2. Finlinson in for Berger. Out there now for Matt Moore. You have Gould, Martin, Finlinson, Yeager, and Bricker. Those are the 5 that started the game. Hartman's second is no good. Yeager another rebound for Warsaw. In the backcourt, Gould, pressure coming. Finlinson at the volleyball line, jumps a pass across to Jaeger. To the far side, Gould in the corner, Bricker. Up the baseline, Luke, out to Martin, now to Finlinson for three, bingo! Beautiful, beautiful teamwork by the Tigers. From one side of the court to the other, under the basket, and all the way out to Finlinson, who stuck it in the basket to make it 48-34, Warsaw by 14. Down to the baseline, Fuller, Mulligan in the lane, kicks it out, Hartman from the right elbow scores. He's in double figures with 10, 48-36. Gould back to Finlinson. To Gould against the 1-2-2 full court press. Bricker trapped on the sidelines, got out of it. Timeout called, Matt Moore. Timeout Tigers will take this one too. 5:11 to play in the game. Warsaw leads Columbia City 48-36. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. 5:11 left. Warsaw leads Columbia City by 12 on opening night here at the Birds Cage. Tiger ball working to the near end. Finlinson to throw it in. And he'll bounce in the backcourt to Gould. Gould against Marshall. Marshall gives him space. Martin fakes the handoff, drives the left side of the lane, spins back to his right. Oh, he put it up short. Got his own rebound, put it up and in. 15 points for Brant Martin. His high last year was 19 against Portage. Denning, right side of the lane, runs into Bricker, shoots it over him, and scores, and a foul. And I don't know what Luke Bricker could do any different. He stood his ground. His guy jumped right into him. Matt Moore would like an explanation. He's going to get it. Denning with points 8 and 9 and a chance for 10. Denning's free throw is good. Matt Moore got an explanation, and he wasn't thrilled with any of it. And the inbounds pass is knocked out of bounds by Hartman, and Warsaw will keep possession. Warsaw just made some lazy passes. Last week, you could understand that because Warsaw's passes were against the number one team in 4A. This is a hard-playing Columbia City team, but they're not going to be ranked in 4A this season. So a lot of this falls on Warsaw. Gould trapped out top. Needs help, and a foul called. This will be the fourth against the Eagles in this quarter. Marshall with the foul, his first. So the next one sends Warsaw the line for two. Again, there is no more 1-1. So Warsaw could be in 1-1 for a while. Gould having trouble getting it in, finds Brick on the left wing. He's trapped, gets rid of it to Gould. Gould out near the center circle. No look pass, Jaeger for the dunk. Carson Gould looked to the right wing. A defender shifted out. Luke was standing all by himself. And whammo, he flushed it home. 52-39, Tigers by 13. Out top, Marshall at the far end. Denning runs into Finlinson, forced it up. No good, Jaeger the rebound. Outlets to Gould, long pass down court, picked off. Mulligan the steal, up ahead Fuller. Fuller had a wide open three and passed it up. Marshall right side, in the corner, Denning for three, good. He's got 13. And the clock stops as the ball got away. 3:53 left. Tigers by 10. Finlinson to throw it in. Full court pressure. They get it into Gould. Carson one-on-one against Marshall. Marshall a little more serious with his pressure this time. Gould to the wing. Hands off to Martin. Out to Finlinson. Finlinson drives the right side of the lane. In the corner, Martin. He shoots a three-pointer. He missed everything, and the ball bounces out of bounds. Last touch by Jaeger. Not a good shot selection there. You're up 10 with 3.5 minutes left on the road. You could run another 30 seconds off and get that shot and have it work out better for you. Fuller hands back to Hartman, out to Denning. Denning now to Mulligan, 25 feet out. Bounces it for a three by Mulligan. It's good. His second of the second half, and it's 52-45 with 3:10 left. And the Columbia City fans now are very much into it. This is that moment we've been talking about this whole offseason. Who's going to be the one to step in and make the big play? There's a foul called as Finlinson split a double team, and he'll go to the free throw line. Marshall with his second. Again, this is the new bonus. Five fouls in a quarter, you shoot two. There is no more one and one. Finlinson, one of two at the line in the game, 72% for the JV last season. To make it an 8-point game, it's good. Finlinson with 14. He had some really good games for the junior varsity last year. He had 24 against Carroll in the last JV game of the season. He also had 22 against Northridge. Second one for the junior is perfect. 15 for Finlinson, and Warsaw leads 54-45, still 3 minutes left. Fuller across the line, Gould gives him space. Right side to Mulligan. Down to the baseline for Hartman, throws it out top to Denning. He is not open, but shoots anyway and hits a three-pointer. And all of a sudden, Columbia City is hitting everything. And it's 54-48. I'm not sure what happened there. Play was stopped. And Finlinson gets it in to Sullivan. Finlinson, not a Gould, and the pressure goes away, and Carson will bring it across the line. Out of the near side, across the line, against Marshall, one-on-one, drives in, takes it in the lane, kicks it out to Sullivan, now to Finlinson, 2:23 left. Finlinson fakes right, throws it left to Sullivan. Drew backs away on a double team, timeout called by Warsaw. This will be a full, so we'll take that. 2:15 left to go in the game. Warsaw 54, Columbia City 48. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Back at the Birdcage here in Columbia City, Warsaw 54, Columbia City 48. Eagles coming to trap. Matt Moore with two timeouts left. He's got Berger, Finlinson, Bricker, Sullivan, and Gould out there here for this offensive possession. Finlinson drives in, lost the ball. Taken away by Mulligan for Columbia City. He'll bring it up the far side of the floor. They're down by six. Denning drives down the lane, ran into Sullivan, put it up and in, and a foul. Gould came late. It was Gould, not Sullivan. Carson late again. He's got four fouls. It's a 4-point game, and Denning has taken over. He fouled out with 4 points against Whitco on Wednesday. He's got 11 in the fourth quarter and now 18. And now 19 as he puts that one in. 54-51, 3-point game, 1:45 to go. The Tigers have handled it like a hand grenade. They're paying the price for it right now. Gould across the line against Marshall. Crosses over, beats him down the lane. Underneath, out of bounds. Tipped off of Martin's hand and off the end line. And with 136 left, the Eagles can tie the game. Jaeger in for Bricker. That's offense for defense. In this case, defense for offense. Cross the line, Fuller. Top of the circle with space. Right side to Hartman. Down to the block, caught by Mulligan. Mulligan works his way in the lane, stumbles, shoots, and scores. Looked like he may have traveled. None called. A 10-point lead is down to one with 1:15 to go. Gould across the line. Far side to Martin. Martin puts his head down into traffic. Stumbles, turns, shoots. Missed it. Columbia City the rebound. He used his dribble and a foul called in the backcourt. Carson Gould takes a foul 60 feet from the other end. That will send Columbia City to the free throw line, and that is Carson's fourth. Bricker into the game, but first, Denning's going to shoot free throws that could tie this up. Well, nope, they're going to let him in. Bricker in for Berger with an even minute to play. Warsaw had a 5-point lead at the quarter, and now all of a sudden, Columbia City is shooting to tie the game. I'm confused. Oh, no, you know what? Carson has fouled out. I was right. Carson fouled out with a minute to go. The board said he had three. He committed that one. It said he had four. Free throw up and in. That's why you don't look up there. You look down at Nate Howitt and let Nate tell you. And for the first time tonight, we are tied. It's 54-all. And now Denning shoots to give Columbia City the lead, and he got it. Six out of eight at the line, 21 points, 55-54. Columbia City with the lead, Warsaw with the ball. 1 minute left. Who's going to take the big shot here? Martin, hand off on the left. Bricker got pulled down, play goes on. And a whistle, and a timeout is taken by Warsaw. 45 seconds to go. Columbia City, 55. Warsaw, 54. Back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Columbia City has scored 22 points here in the fourth quarter, outscoring the Tigers 22-16. And they lead 55-54 with 45 seconds left. Warsaw will play it in from about the volleyball line on the far side of the court. Sullivan, Finlinson, Bricker, Martin, and Yeager out there for Matt Moore. They'll bounce it to midcourt. Martin's got it. Trying to get around Hartman. Drives into it. Put it out. Put it in. Grant Martin took a hard to the rack. He got bumped. No call. Warsaw back to the lead. 56-55. 32 seconds left. Timeout Eagles. Timeout Columbia City. 32 seconds left. Warsaw now leads by one. Well, you got to figure the way the game's played out, option A for the Eagles is Denning, right? He's had the hot hand. He's got 14 in the fourth quarter, 21 for the game. Hartman would be your other option, except that he hasn't really had a big second half. He had 7 points in the first half and just three here in the fourth quarter. I think their option B is Mulligan. Mulligan's made some big shots here in this fourth quarter. The question is, how do they want to get this shot? They've been able to get inside, even with Yeager in the game, because Yeager, in a man-to-man defense, is leaving the basket area. So how is Matt Moore going to adjust to that? Is he going to tell Luke to stay home? We will see. It'll be Eagle ball just on the other side of the midcourt line, on the other side of the court. 32.5 left, Tigers by one. Both teams in the bonus. So free throws everyone out. They're going to throw it to Denning in the backcourt. He's one-on-one against Sullivan. So Denning between the circles. Right side, ball tipped away. Martin wins the race to it, and he got fouled! He got fouled. Martin saw the pass coming to the wing, stepped in front of it, grabbed it, started to dribble. He got his arm hit and then got tipped over. The ball came onto this side of the floor. He went racing after it, and he was able to get to it just before he got knocked over. The foul is called on Denning, and that's his fifth. Denning is out with 21 seconds left, so both teams lose a starter. Martin at the free throw line to shoot two big free throws, looking for points 18 and 19 and to make it a three-point game. Again, no one-on-one here. Two shots guaranteed. Martin dribbles, shoots, misses. Off the back of the rim, the front of the rim, the backboard, and then out. The best Martin can do here is get Warsaw a two-point lead. Brandt dribbles it, shoots it, got that one. Martin, 18 points, 57-55, Warsaw, 20 seconds to go. Hartman across the line, bounces out for Fuller. Fuller down the lane, runs into traffic, threw up a wild shot, no good. Back tapped out, grabbed by the Tigers, Martin. Foul call, the Columbia City. Fuller tried to force one up. It's worked so many times, they've been either able to get to the free throw line or make the shot. That one didn't go. No foul called. Mulligan with his second. penalty in effect. Martin back to line for two more. He makes these. Warsaw's in a lot better shape. Matt Moore will clear the lane. First one's up. Good. Brant Martin, 19 points. That ties his career high. And now one more for a four-point lead. It's in the air. He missed it. No good. They can still tie the game. 9 seconds. Fuller across the line. Hands back. Mulligan forced up by three. No good. Off the top of the backboard. Rebound back out to Hartman. And what? Hold on. Hartman made a shot, but Columbia City called timeout. Hartman made a shot from inside the arc, but Columbia City takes their final timeout with 1.3 left. Now you say, okay, why would he do that? Well, in the scramble, he knows he only has one timeout left. And when Hartman's getting ready to take a three, he calls that timeout before he leaves the ground. Now they have a chance to set up a play to get off a three and tie this game and send it to overtime. Otherwise, it would have been 58-57, and Warsaw would have been able to put the ball in bounds with 1.3 left, hopefully, and either get fouled or on the timeout. Columbia City out of the huddle very quickly. Warsaw does not have to come out until the timeout is over. There's the first horn. They need three. A two does them no good. Denning is on the bench. He can't do them any good either. Jaeger's going to guard the inbounder, which is Fuller, the least likely to shoot a three-point basket. On the inbounds, Fuller gets it. They need three. They get it to Hartman in the corner. He'll turn and force one up, and it's short. It's short. It's no good. It's over, and Warsaw holds on to win. Holy cow, 58-55. Warsaw holds on to win the game on the road here in Columbia City on opening night. Be still my beating heart. Tigers win. They're 1-0. Eagles fall to 0-2. They lost one game in overtime. They lost another here in the final seconds. Post-game coverage begins after these words on News Now Warsaw. What a finish. Warsaw with a double-digit lead in the second half. Columbia City took the lead with a minute to go, 55-54, but Warsaw then scores the last 4 points of the game, and they win 58-55. Final scoring for Columbia City is 0-2, Stratton Fuller 6, Owen Marshall 1, Landon Richmond 2, and then three guys in double figures. Brady Hartman 10, Matthew Mulligan 15, and Aiden Denning, who fouled out with 21 points, 14 in the fourth quarter. For Warsaw, who's 1-0 on their young season, Meidenberger 3, and then four guys in double figures. Luke Jaeger 10, Luke Bricker 14, or with 11, all in the first half. Robbie Finlinson with 15, and Brant Martin tying his career high with 19 points in the contest for the Tigers. It was 15-7, Warsaw at the end of one. They led 27-20 at halftime. They were up 38-33 at halftime, led by 10 early in the fourth, rallied from down by one with a minute to go to win the game 58-55, outscoring Columbia City 23-22 in the fourth quarter. We were tied once at 54, and we had two lead changes, both in the final 60 seconds. Again, the final scores tonight. Warsaw won the JV 49-32. They won the freshman 35-30. They win the varsity 58-55. Final stats brought to you by Aldifer Bergen next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw 58, Columbia City 55 here on opening night. It's time for the play of the game or the drive of the game. I get a choice this year. So Stonehenge said either the play of the game or the drive of the game. And we're choosing the drive of the game. And it's Brant Martin's in the game's final minute when his team needed it. He got down the lane. He scores, takes Warsaw from down one to up one. And eventually they win the game 58-55. Martin finishes the game with 19 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 steals. And that's the drive of the game, brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road in Warsaw. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 60. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now. That is the drive of the game, brought to you by Stonehenge. We got some scores. Steve has rounded up. We'll give those to you and wrap up next on News Now Warsaw. Final score from Columbia City tonight, Warsaw 58, Columbia City 55. Other boys' scores: Angola leads Wawasee 40-39 in the fourth. Goshen beat Fairfield 59-51. Plymouth beat South Bend Career Academy 80-52. And in girls' basketball, Northridge beat Carroll of Flora 72-40, and Fairfield beat Concord 47-34. College football earlier today, Purdue beat IU 35-31. Michigan beat Ohio State 30-24. Right now it's halftime. Notre Dame leads Stanford 28-16. You can turn over when we're done here and listen to that game on 107.3. What a way to start. Can you imagine what it's going to be like later if it's like this already? Warsaw wins 58-55, and it's a clean sweep. The freshman won in the auxiliary gym next door 35-30. Tucker Reed 11, Grady Nelson 8. The JV won 49-32. Tristan Wilson 18 points. Elijah Wright had 10. And 4 Tigers were in double figures. Bricker 11, Finlinson 15, Jaeger with 10 points and 9 rebounds, and Brant Martin tied his career high with 19 as the varsity beat Columbia City 58-55. That's going to do it for us. Thanks to Steve back at the station. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. I know, again, you enjoyed the outcome. Warsaw wins 58-55. We will post this game for you probably later tomorrow night, certainly by Monday morning. You can get it at newsnowwarsaw.com. Have a great night, everyone. Enjoy your weekend.